Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black. From APM, I'm Tess for One Demogneu. Bass baritone Ryan Speedo Green is on top of the opera world right now. The Grammy Award winner currently lives in Vienna, a long way from his Virginia roots. Growing up in Virginia was hard for Speedo. He was raised in an abusive home. He, in turn, became abusive toward his mother. Eventually, Speedo was sent to a school for delinquents that was hours away from his Virginia home. Even there, his behavior wasn't modified. At one point, he was put in solitary confinement for 2 months. After he was released, he got a new start in a new town with a new school that offered after-school activities. Speedo was now too busy to get into trouble. He joined the Latin Club and the school choir. When he was 15, he saw Carmen at the Metropolitan Opera. That's the day he fell in love with opera. He told his voice teacher that he wanted to sing at the Met one day. His teacher believed in him, and rather than telling him to set his sights lower, his teacher gave him a list of a dozen things to do to make that dream become a reality. His life would have been very different had he not had teachers who invested in him. At 24, that list was completed. He was prepared to enter a competition at the Met for Young Singers. More than 1,000 contestants participated. And guess what, y'all? Speedo rose to the top. As of today, he's been in over 100 productions at the Met. Now, y'all, that's no small feat for a black man in a predominantly white institution. Most recently, he's had significant roles in Porgy and Bess, La Boheme, and Aida. In 2021, Speedo embodied the role that demonstrates why he is where he is today. He played kindly Uncle Paul in Terrence Blanchard's Fire Shut Up in My Bones. It was the first time in the Met Opera's 138-year history that a black composer's opera was seen on that stage. At one point, Uncle Paul tells his nephews how to properly till the ground on the farm. He says, "See how the ground pack hard and smooth? You gotta broke it up. You gotta disturb the earth for things to grow." When I hear those words, it makes me think of my mama. She would often say phrases like, "Common sense ain't common these days, boy." That statement would always be followed up with a lecture on how much wisdom we can glean from our older kin. They knew we had to invest in hard work to be rewarded. They knew how difficult the first attempts at something that seems insurmountable can be, and how something that seems hardened and rough actually holds fertile ground for something beautiful and nurturing to grow. I am grateful for our wiser kin, and I hope that their divine wisdom becomes a little more common in our conversations and in our hearts. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julie Obmacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.